Hey everyone, and welcome back to another half episode of Random Chatterings. I'm Arlie Rodriguez, and yeah, so you read the episode title. We gotta talk about Louis C.K. Now, to begin with, we're specifically talking about the New York Times article where five women accused Louis C.K. of various incidents of sexual misconduct, and in even some instances, like, assault, really. Well, the thing is, this would have been a different recording, admittedly. And I'm admitting this because you grow up in a certain type of environment that seems to protect men of power, and Louis is certainly in that category. He's someone who's profited from being a successful comedian, and then when women were trying to accuse him of these heinous and just despicable acts of masturbating in front of them, even requesting it, just after just meeting them or anything, like whatever situation it was an example of power. And it's one of those examples, and it's one that's permeated not just through the comedy industry, but in every industry. And I'm going to try to talk about this in as a succinct way as I possibly can, but I will probably be more rambly in this than in any other instance, because I feel like I, as someone who has not advocated his work, but like someone who is a deep admirer and who's appreciated and been heavily influenced from his work, it's worth mentioning. So, if you haven't read the New York Times article, it's absolutely worth reading. And what I was going to say earlier about this being a different recording is that still, despite that the women had their names and there were allegations, then a day later, Louis confirmed that those allegations were true. And there's a part of the story which I didn't really think about. And most of the time when someone releases a statement or something like that, and Louis C.K. did release his own statement regarding the allegations, and now he's kind of saying he wants to sit back, paraphrasing what he said, he sits back and listen from now on and kind of stay out of the public view for a while. People were rightfully jumping on that, mentioning that, you know, a few months ago he was just saying, oh, those are just rumors and they're nothing else but rumors. And someone else mentioned that there's an incident where Louis is apologizing. I'm sorry, I don't have the names. I don't have the article on me right now. Apologizing to someone via phone. And he apologized for a different, separate sexual assault incident than what he had actually done to this particular person. And that kind of shows that there's evidence, at least that there's much more instances of sexual assault, of sexual misconduct, whatever you want to call it, than just what was reported on. And here's where I come in. And it's always so difficult, and people felt this with Bill Cosby when we found out that he's a piece of shit, and now we gotta learn that Louis is a piece of shit. But when it comes to, like, some severe allegations against someone, immediately you just want to think, no, it's not true. They're a good person. They joke about this. They're earnest. Their material shows that they're earnest. And they have no flaws whatsoever. They're flawed, but they're not flawed. They're human. And that's where it's so difficult to accept this. But that is if you're not someone who is already involved in, you know, okay, hard for me to explain this, not being someone who's in the comedy world, who just kind of observes it, but I'm also a man, and that is a very big part of why, unfortunately, it was so difficult to fully accept the severity of the allegations. and to really get more people's perspective on, like, you know what, in any situation where you just suddenly pull your dick out and start masturbating, it's disgusting. It doesn't matter if you asked and someone says yes. It's a horrible, traumatizing thing to do to someone, with or without their consent. Like, if it's just something that just happens, like, there doesn't even have to be guidelines. Like, do it in your own, the privacy of your own home. Don't involve anybody in it. And that's the whole thing. Like, I read an article about it, I think in the Times article. There's been several articles about this, but about the more exhibitionist method, but that there's something being derived from someone deciding. It's a display of power that just, like, I'm going to pull my dick out and I'm going to masturbate and there's nothing you can do about it. And people in power usually don't feel any consequence to doing something like this. And they get away with it. And they literally got away with it for at least a decade. Now, here's where, and really, the only reason I feel like I have to say something about it, I don't have to, really. But it's just because that he's been a huge part of the podcast, whether he knew it or not. And this actually started in 2015 when Jen Kirkman made her own allegations about a respected filmmaker, and the script that she used sounded a lot like Louis C.K. And this is the first time that I had ever heard of the Louis C.K. Sexual assault allegations. And of course, my first opinion and my first reaction was, oh no, that can't possibly be true. That sounds like it is a rumor. And it's so easy for me to say that, someone who doesn't have to, you know, constantly be harassed by people on a daily basis, like women are. They're harassed every single day. And there's aspects of being a woman that I just can't possibly understand. It's like with the Tumblr, about women, like in film. It was an anonymous Tumblr where you could just submit your stories, and the stories I heard were just so depressing and oppressive, and I just had no idea. And it's terrible to say this, but by being the man, I was stuck in a bubble, and I just had to assume that every person had a decent level of decency. I said decent twice, but I'm still gonna go with my point. You know, that someone has, you know, an expectation for how to treat other people, and so many people take advantage of that and will abuse someone no matter what. And women are not the only ones who are victims of this. Men are also victims of this as well. It's complicated in terms of, like, this, the fabric of our country, you know, the different types of people. And how there are still a lot of people that look at something like this and they say, well, no. Well, I mean, but I can't because I love his comedy. And, you know, I was someone who did as well. I mean, like, I wrote an episode of my short-lived two-episode web series. And it was basically aping off of Louis. It was going to take the tone of Louis, his TV show that he had with FX. Until it was canceled by FX, the network. They completely cut off ties with Louis. And his sense of humor and the types of jokes that he would make just really connected with me. And then someone else posted another article that apparently masturbation is not just a fixation of Louis in terms of, you know, his sexual misconduct, but it's been a huge part of his comedy, and it makes those jokes not as funny now that you think about it. They make them, there's a darker edge to those jokes that were even beyond just the implication of just this, oh, this is a decent person, and he has problems with masturbation. He has to kind of, he's conflicted with it. And now it seems like we're actually getting a peek into this actual person's problem with his own libido, if that's how you say the name. And that's, it's just kind of disgusting to get that perspective. Like, it's not all, no, whatever. Yeah, okay. Again, I'm being very off the cuff about this, and I'm trying to explain how it hurts. But, like, here's the thing. When I even heard about that rumor from Jen Kirkman, then I still kind of thought, all right, that's terrible if that's true. But then I still supported that fat... that bastard. I supported him for another 2 years, kept buying his stuff from his website. And so it was proof that I didn't take those rumors seriously. And once the story broke out from the New York Times, and then what made it more difficult, or like when I was closer to where I am now, where I'm completely absolving myself of Louis, was his movie that came out, where the movie seems like an insane thing, about a aged filmmaker, and it's like the movie was meant to be about the allegation against Woody Allen, and oh god, that's a whole other Minnesota episode, that disgusting affair, and yeah, but we're not talking about that right now. Basically, a movie that Louis directed and wrote, produced, edited, blah blah blah, whatever, and it's meant to be a reflection of the Woody Allen allegations, but it also had aspects of his life in them, and there's a character by, I think, played by Charlie Day, I think a TV producer, executive, I might be wrong about this, he might just be a writer, and the character masturbates in front of a woman. It's like, this is Louis saying, well, not saying indirectly, but just kind of like pushing the issue in our face. So he was saying, oh, it's just a rumor, but I'm going to make a movie where there's a situation that seems pretty eerily similar to what some of the allegations that women have made. And that's when I started questioning my support for him. And then this New York Times article drops, the confirmation from Louis drops, and now I can no longer plead ignorance. Like a lot of comedians have and continue to do even now. Jon Stewart, I think, today, on the Today Show, he mentioned he felt anger over the situation. Mark Maron, he talked about it on his own podcast. And we haven't really heard from anyone else. I mean, slowly we'll start seeing the fallout from this. But it's just awful that I inadvertently was also complicit in not wanting to believe the truth and not believing women when they were telling the truth. And it's only because, and I hate to admit this, I had so much respect for Louis that I could, like, it was Mark Maron, like when he talked about it, he said, oh, he's my best friend, he's my friend, I have so much respect for him. I mentioned it to him and he said they were just rumors and it's a lie. And that's someone who's known Louis for a goddamn 30 decades or something. And I've only been a fan of him since 2011 or something like that. And I made the same mistake that Mark Maron did, that Jon Stewart supposedly did. I there's a whole other thing about comedians condescendingly, like refuting the allegations or, you know, like ignoring them or something like that. And that's none of my business. There's a whole deeper fucked up culture there about people actually seeming to know about the rumors and then not do anything about them. But in my instance, it's more like, it's just like this huge public figure that I have so much respect and admiration for. And not, it was only recently though that I told someone that women have alleged that Louis masturbated in front of them. And that was the first time I admitted that to someone else, and I really should have been doing that sooner. I don't want to, again, I this is hard for me to talk about because it's on a systemic issue, and it's not just what really disgusted me about the New York Times article, not the allegations themselves, but knowing that these women knew about these allegations. And they couldn't say anything about them because their reputations would have been ruined. And there's a great article, I think, on Vice about someone who just wanted to ask comedians about the allegations, because at the same time the Bill Cosby thing was breaking out, the story was breaking out. And it's okay. And they kind of phrased the question like, okay, the Bill Cosby, bad, shit, shitty person, right? Right. But what about the Louis C.K.? You heard about the Louis C.K. thing, and that someone who ran the festival, or someone who was in charge of the festival, I think it was Just for Laughs, forced them to not talk about it, and pretty much shamed them and like yelled at them for even bringing that up and saying Louis is important to this festival, blah blah blah. And like, it is pretty, that's a damning evidence that there's a lot of people that want to keep things the way they are. They don't want to shake the boat. They want to rock the boat. What's worse is that this is yet another example of women being restricted and confined to, you know, women want to break into comedy, or they want to break into any industry, and they can't because they're being held back by these powerful men who take advantage of them. And, I think even Jen Kirpin claimed in her podcast, I read the article about it, or someone posted an article about it, but just saying, like, I can't say who it is directly because I'll get a lot of fallback. Criticism. I'll get called out on it. Like, people will say, no, it's not true. I'll get death threats. I'm paraphrasing what she was saying, but basically, like, she's such a powerful figure that nothing will happen through it. And the only reason that things are happening now and even more people are being called out, rightfully so, is because of the Harvey Weinstein. Like, that was the big domino that's now letting all these other little dominoes fall. But, like, it just makes me so furious that women want to break into comedy, and they have had to, unfortunately. Like, I think in one of the stories someone's talking about, they admired Louis so much and they wanted to just like hang out with him in a hotel room, and then he just like pulls out his dick, and it just terrified them from even working in comedy anymore. It's just terrible that we keep finding ways of pushing women out from just wanting to like live their lives. Like, it just reminds me of like this fucking tweet. So someone posted a picture of someone enjoying milkshakes, and they got death threats. God's sakes, they got death threats. And it's just insane. It's just this pervasive misogynist culture that we're starting to break little by little. And you know, who cares that Louis C.K. is another person who, you know, was found out? It, like, this should keep happening. This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable behavior from any person. There shouldn't be a discussion about this. This is, he took advantage of those women, and they had to find a different way to make a living, and to live. They have to. I'm starting to get emotional, and it's hard for me to not get emotional because this does mean a lot to me, and to anyone who just wants to live their life without having to deal with shitty people like Louis. And I just hate that I couldn't have believed. Once I heard that rumor, I should have just believed it right then and there. I shouldn't have just, like, you know, like, you know, waited until the New York Times article came out. I should have just believed it right then and there. And I think that is a mistake that we continue to make, and that we can't make anymore. So what does that mean for the podcast? Well, the difficult thing is that I think I mentioned Louis at least every 5 episodes. So his presence, like it or not, is always going to be a part of the show. Except for as of now. For now, there will be no mentions of Louis C.K. Unless someone breaks it up. If someone wants to bring it up and talk about it, then I'll be happy to do that. But I will not mention Louis C.K. on this podcast ever again. And it'll be tricky to listen through my entire catalog. Like, okay, goddamn. Episode 34 is an episode about Louis. The show, the TV series Louis. And shit, there's some stuff there. Oh my god, okay. Well, I'm at one more thing before we wrap up. Where in hindsight, it just seems like so obvious that there's a deep-seated problem here. There's an episode, it's what was, it used to be my favorite episode of Louis, it's called Come On God. That might be wrong. Hold on. You know what? Whatever. Doesn't matter. It's in the second season. It's a well-known episode. We've seen the image on everywhere. And it's Louis saying, I'm a good human, I'm a good citizen, I do this, I pay taxes, and I masturbate. And I'm gonna, oh boy. And he's talking to this Christian woman who's advocating against masturbation. It's a fake organization, And he says, and I'm going to think, I masturbate tonight, and I'm going to think about you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And like, ugh. Now that just seems disgusting. Especially given everything that we know now. And this episode used to be so humanizing to both Louis and to the Christian woman. And it concludes with what I once thought, and it's hard to think of that now, a poignant moment of like Louis putting himself as the flawed character and the Christian woman just kind of being someone who's just making a living and, you know, just, you know, being who they are. But it concludes with them going back into a hotel. Holy shit, wow. Goes back, concludes with them going back into a hotel. But he actually goes to the bathroom, so... And then masturbates to her there. And... whew. Again, that used to be my favorite episode. It spoke a lot to me as someone who is really insecure about his own sexuality. Which is... never mind. But... now, that just feels like, again, like someone, not him winking directly at you, but kind of like inviting you to, like, you've heard those rumors about me, I'm just going to put it in my show, and there's nothing you can do about it. Ugh, it's just disgusting. This whole situation is endemic of a bigger problem. I am in no capacity to talk about it. I just know it exists. I don't know what to do about it other than, and I mean, it's simple enough, but just like respect people. Respect people. Treat people with respect. Don't fucking masturbate in front of everyone. It doesn't... I've run out of words. So that's the bottom line. Louis C.K. will not be mentioned on the show ever again unless someone brings it up. But other than that, there's some mini-sodes I wanted to do about Louis, about some of my favorite jokes of his. Those are scrapped. That's never happening. And well, the only hope that we can hope is that this will just be a sign that we're going to fix these systemic problems in the comedy industry, in every industry, where this sexual harassment continues to happen, and we can do something about it, and we can believe women when these allegations come up. And those are my thoughts on the New York Times Louis C.K. article. This has been Random Chatterings. Thanks for listening, everyone.